come in to the library proper and pick out items to check out. As opposed to us, you know, trying to come up with a list of items for you and then, you know, bag them up and give them to your curbside. Correct. You're welcome to come in that way. We're not sure how long this limited thing will last. Probably through July as well. Just, you know, it's not just the safety of patrons, but also safety for the staff as well. So, yeah.
And another thing that's a little bit of a change, you guys don't want people to really linger that long. So,
yeah.
The seating areas have been roped off, correct?
Yeah, we moved. So our genealogy department is unavailable at this time, too, because that's also an area where people stay for a long time to research. And so we've moved all of our seating into there to rope that area off so people can come, they can wander about and find items. But yeah, we can't let people linger because, I mean, we don't want to follow people around with disinfectant or anything. Right. You know, that's not very nice. That's not a very nice thing to do.
Because I'm one of those people, if I find some, I'll sit down and I will be there for a while, so
and that's one of the I mean, it sadly that I mean that's one of the big things that really draws people. It's a nice air conditioned building during the summer,
nice and quiet,
you know, people, nice and quiet, and people can, you know, read. They can you know, meet with other people and just talk, and that's fine. And I really miss that because it's nice to see people, you know, coming in and using the library for what it's for. But yeah, during this time, it has to be kind of a limited service right now.
Right. Totally understandable. So, but at least it's back open, because sometimes, like you're talking about making a list, that's, to me, when I go to the library, I'm really not looking for anything in particular, but I'll be like going along the aisles and I'll be like, oh, that looks interesting. Yeah,
that's
something I would never think
of.
So,
the
yeah.
Majority of patrons just come in and wander about and they find something, they see something that they wouldn't have thought about.
Right.
So that's one of the appeals of having a large library.
Exactly. So. You just come here, oh, you know what? That looks interesting. I'm going to check that out then. But it's not something I would think of, you know. So now there is one thing I always look for when I do come there is any of the Crichton books. I love
we've got quite a few of those.
Yeah, so I didn't check it out from the library. This is from my old collection, but I'm reading Jurassic Park again. So yeah. For like, I don't know, the 50th time. So I've read it so many. In fact, my book is so old, it says on the front of it, it says, soon to be a major motion picture. Old the book is. It was before the movie. So
yeah.
So when I saw the movie, I was like, that's not how it ended in the book.
Well, I mean, the movies are never as popular as the books.
Right, exactly.
You have to keep that in mind.
Oh, no, exactly. I mean, they changed the ending completely because in the ending, they, like, destroy the eggs all in the park. Spoiler alert. but, it, you know, in the movie, they made it like the Tyrannosaurus was kind of the hero at the end where he saves them from the raptors, which, you know, still wasn't a bad ending. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. The movie's a really good movie still overall, and I think it holds up today. My kids love it as well. So a few things that you do guys do have going on though, coming up in July, you're gonna have a few things now, but it's still gonna be limited seating, you know, still got social distancing. What are a couple of the programs that are going on though?
So our summer reading program is primarily online this year. We've been, you know, recording videos, doing the Facebook Live videos, but in July, on July 16th, we will have an in-person Okay, Mad Science is coming back, and yeah, it will be limited attendance, but we will also be filming it as well. That way, you know, if you can't come in person, you can watch it on Facebook, and that will be the case for the Magic Show on July 20th. That will have limited seating. We're thinking we will have to limit it to 25 people in person attendance, and that people can contact the library and say, hey, I want to come. And, you know, as soon as we fill up, we will announce, hey, in-person has filled up, but you can watch it online.
Basically, kind of like RSVP, y'all did with the Harry Potter thing a few months back.
Yes,
so
yes.
I remember I was able to get those in pretty easily. Or not pretty easily. It was near the end. You guys had almost run out of space for that. Also, one of the things that you guys had started right before COVID, and you said it was really, really popular. I never got a chance to come to it because I had to work or I had my kids that weekend. Was the game night for adults? Mm-hmm. So I never got to ask you about that. How had that program started working when you guys started it?
So when I started, it actually it was very popular even to begin with. So, I mean, the very first time I had it, I had maybe 6 or 7 people show up. The next time I had 10, the next time I had 12. So it was becoming popular. And yeah, I had to, COVID just, you know, messed up everything.
COVID
that
ruined
I had
everything.
Planned. I mean, you should see my calendar. I had a ton of stuff planned for the summer, and I had to wipe it all out because of this this thing. So, but yeah, with game night, I'm hoping that we can start it back up in August. We'll see. We're basically playing it month by month. Mm-hmm. About like. Because I know there have been cases of, like, it's starting to spike a little bit, and
right.
People are worried, and it's like, okay, I'm not a medical expert, so I'm not going to give an opinion or anything about that.
Right,
so, anyway, so we're hoping we can start our regular programming back in August or September. But yeah, we don't know yet.
Hopefully it'll be August, because I'd like to get out there at least for one game night. Mm-hmm. So I can get out there and play some, I don't know, some cards or a board game or something like mm-hmm. that, which I haven't done in a while. So I think it'd be a lot of fun. And the way that it also works, you guys close the library pretty much for the most part, unless you're there to play the games, correct? For the most, it's like after closing, right?
Yeah, it's so I have been doing it from like 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on a Friday mm-hmm. evening. Because that had been working for most people, and that is after the library closes at 5 on Fridays. So that hour, I can go have some dinner and then come back, and I have to have people sign up,
right.
And that way I know who's coming, and just, you know, for people's safety and stuff.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah.
But it sounded like it was a lot of fun. You were saying that people brought like a version of Uno that was pretty fun, where you could kind of make your own rules at one point. Draw 10, and then at that point, cards go flying everywhere. So.
Yeah, it was hilarious. It's been a while. Something I will say about the reopening. So mm-hmm. we've been closed for however long, I don't even remember.
About 3 months or somewhere.
About 3 months.
Yeah.
During this time, we have been waiving all fines because, I mean, it's not people's fault that things haven't been returned. It's our fault for being closed. So, yeah, we've been waiving all of those. But now that we're reopened, starting in July, we will be resuming, you know, overdue fines and stuff.
Okay, good. I'll be able to get that game back in that I checked out right before the COVID that I've been having. I've been sitting there going, man, that's like 3 months worth of fines right there. I don't know how much that's going to be.
We're waiving stuff. I've been going through patron accounts like, okay, waiving before, you know, July 1st.
Right.
Sure, all right.
So I'll be sure to get that game in before then. I could avoid that fine.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine.
But my kids have been playing that game really hard, so I'll just have to buy that game for them at some point.
That's what we're for. You can, you know, test out a game.
Exactly.
You can read a book, and if you really, really like it, then you can go buy it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
I mean, and that's a good way to do it as well. It's the same way with movies. If you're not sure about a movie, you can check out a movie basically for free. If you like it, then you can go buy it at some point. So, and another thing you guys do I'm not sure if you're doing it right now, but are you still accepting donations like books and movies and of that fact right now?
Not at this time.
Okay.
But I mean,
which is understandable. I can understand why.
Our book sale is usually in October. Well, we usually have a spring one as well, but that
COVID.
Yeah. we usually have one in October. I'm not sure if we will be having one in October, but we'll announce that and we'll ask for donations at that time. But yeah, usually we always accept donations, but it's just during this time we can't.
Right.
So.
Yeah, because you never know if somebody actually has it. And then, of course, if they have those things, they have obviously touched it, and you never know what could be on that.
Patron safety, but also staff safety.
Exactly.
So it's all that.
But I do remember right before that happened, I did know they donate like 20 movies. There were redundancies that I already have digitally. So I was just like, I think took like 20 movies up there. So, and hopefully they got put to good use. So.
I think they did.
So a lot of more Marvel movies. So
those were probably pretty popular. So, I mean, we've been closed for 3 months, and I mean, it's only been the last month that we started curbside. Mm-hmm. The staff have been working all this time. It hasn't just been a vacation.
Right.
It hasn't. You know, we started recording videos for, you know, book recommendations and story times. And then also, I mean, our cataloger has kept working because she can do all her stuff, even with no patrons. But we also have been shifting and moving some things around. We made more space for our large print section because it is continuing to grow, and it was jam-packed in the two shelves that it was on. So we've extended that to like four shelves.
Nice.
We've condensed our nonfiction section because it is one of the least circulating things. So we took out books that haven't circulated in like 15 plus years, and we're going to find those a new home. Probably sell them in our book sale. I'm not sure. And we've moved some other stuff around. So the library looks a little bit different right now, but I mean, it's for a purpose. So yeah, we've been working. We just
haven't been able to be open to the public,
yes,
but doing
yes.
curbside though, which is,
yes.
which is pretty interesting the way y'all got that you've been doing it. Basically, I guess you've called up and say, hey, do you have this book? Do you have this book? Blah, blah, blah. And then I guess you guys would check, see if he had it and let him know, yes, this is it. And you could pick it up at, or what's the best time for you to pick it up? Basically, is that kind of how it worked out?
Well, it was. We did set a time limit between 1 and 6 p.m. for people to pick up stuff, so we had time to find items. But it's become where you know it. And, you know, it doesn't matter what time now. Now that we're actually reopened, like, if they request an item and we can go and find it right after we're done and done on the phone, and then it'll be ready for pickup whenever they're there.
All right. Sounds good. Again, we're talking to Rachel Rose from the Coffeyville Public Library. And as of right now, have you guys returned to regular hours as of right now? And if so, what are those hours?
For the most part, yes. So we're back 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Thursday, and then 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Fridays. We will be reopening on Saturday starting July 11th, and that's 9 to 5 as well.
And that's at the same time as the celebration, so you're opening up at the same. So you can go to the library, then you can go to the summer celebration.
Yes, yes,
I mean, just to make a whole weekend of it. So,
but we will be closed for the July 3rd and 4th,
okay.
Since it falls on a Saturday and all stuff. So that's why we, you know, Saturdays are. We'll resume on the 11th.
Oh yeah, so. Exactly. Basically, the first Saturday after July 4th.
Yes.
So again, if anybody does have any questions, how can they get in contact with you guys?
They're welcome to message us. They can check out our website, coffeyvillepl.org. They can go to Facebook / CP Library and message us through there. They can call us at 251-1370. And yeah, if they have any questions about anything, we'll try to answer them.
So. All right, Rachel, thank you so much for coming in today. It was good to see you after about 4 months or so. And we will talk to you again next month.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Rachel Rose from the Coffeyville Public Library. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have Fox News at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF on this beautiful Friday Eve morning.